have a real Thanksgiving remark you'd like to make, but you don't want to stand up and make it, but you are really thankful for something, just lift your hand. God knows exactly what you're thankful for. And gentlemen, I'm thankful that you're here from New Memorial this morning. It's always a pleasure to have you. Why don't we just bow as we ask God's blessings upon the service. Father, we lift our hearts in praise for your loving kindness. It is just indescribable. Our thoughts fail us. Our words fail us when we think upon the righteousness and the loving kindness of Jesus. But Father, we just want to thank you again and again and again. And now we want to ask that your Holy Spirit would be sent to bless us as we hear your word, that it might find that special place in every heart to make us that better person for which we earlier have prayed, through the name of Jesus. Amen. Our subject this morning is very simple. It's entitled, "Hey, Hey My Soul, Praise the Lord." Hey, my soul, praise the Lord. I'm talking to my soul that's in me. Hey, hey, praise the Lord. Hey, praise the Lord, soul. I don't want to. Come on, soul, praise the Lord. Oh, I don't want to praise the Lord. And if your soul doesn't want to praise the Lord, it won't praise the Lord. You control your soul. And that's why the psalmist cried out in Psalm 103 and in Psalm 104, "Hey, my soul, bless the Lord and all that is within me. Bless his holy name." Again, Psalm 104, verse 1, "Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty." But David says, "Soul, wake up. It's about time that you started praising the Lord." You control the actions of your soul. You control what your soul is going to do. You decide whether or not it goes to heaven. You decide whether or not it's going to praise the Lord. You decide whether or not it's going to have Jesus as its Lord. You decide all about what your soul is going to do. And so David cries out, "Soul, wake up and praise God." Now God is glorified by praise. In Psalm 22 and in Psalm 50, we find words about God being glorified when we make our soul praise him. "Whoever offers praise glorifies me," God says. We've got to wake up our soul because, you know, sometimes the soul has amnesia. My soul has amnesia every now and then. Jesus knew this. That's why we have the Lord's Supper. Jesus said, "As often as you do it to remember me. Don't get spiritual amnesia." Well, we see it before us once a month, and this helps us. When it comes to Thanksgiving, I'm persuaded that many of us are afflicted with this disease of amnesia, not physically, but spiritually. Now, physically, it's a very bad disease. You have read or heard about people who have been afflicted by amnesia. Many in war situations, they do not know who they are, where they have come from, and if they don't get cured, it's a very pathetic situation. In the same realm, spiritually, it is unfortunate. Now, physically, it's a rare disease, but spiritually, it's a very common disease. In fact, I may be looking at some people now who have this disease of spiritual amnesia. Oh, on Sunday, all faculties are well, but during the weekday, when we get to our work and school and whatever we do, we just sort of get engrossed in the various things, and we get this disease called spiritual amnesia. And ingratitude is nothing but a form of spiritual amnesia. We're entering the Thanksgiving season. And it's a season for us to take stock and thank the Lord for this only religious, American religious holiday that we have. And it's something very special. But beside, as I mentioned in my prayer, beside the physical, we've got to be thankful for the spiritual. And so we're saying, soul, I want you to wake up. I want my soul to wake up and get over this spiritual amnesia of forgetting all of his benefits. That's what the psalmist said. Lord, I want my soul to bless you. I don't want to forget all of his benefits. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Now, he's not talking to God. He's talking to his soul himself. He is saying, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. When we forget his benefits, we are participating in this spiritual amnesia. And ingratitude is nothing but a form of what I'm speaking about. It stands for a voluntary or involuntary blotting out of memories of the past. The mind is no longer sensitive to past benefits bestowed. It is as if these things had never been, and thus ingratitude becomes the spiritual menace. God's own people, meaning you and me, by faith in Jesus, are very apt to suffer from this disease. We forget the past mercies in the light of the present emergencies. And in the light of present emergencies, we just forget about the past mercies that God has faithfully given to us year after year after year. We need to bring them to mind. And that is why we need to praise God. That is why the service of worship should have in it the service of praise. When the church stops praising God, people are going to stop coming to the church. A pastor once asked his congregation, tell us what you're thankful for. And people stood up from different areas of the congregation and they spoke what they were thankful for. And then he asked for people to give their favorite hymns. They would sing several. And several did. There was a man in a wheelchair, gentlemen, who had been wheeled in, and one man said, I've got a favorite hymn, and it was, Count Your Blessings. From all outward observation, the man had no right to want this, or to say this, or to feel this, but he did. And this past week, I talked to Ken and I talked to George at the chapel at Nee Memorial Hospital. And incidentally, we would like you to help us by wheeling the patients in and assisting in passing out the bulletins and just being there 10 o'clock on Wednesday mornings. And we spoke last Wednesday, I did to these gentlemen, about what we can be really thankful for. And these men are thankful. And I hope that you're thankful too, that we can count our blessings. If Christian people would praise God more, the world would doubt him less, somebody said. I like that. Would you repeat after me? If Christian people would praise God more, the world would doubt him less. You know, we Christians are in the minority. The majority of King City, the majority of our city's population is not Christian. We Christian people are in the minority, and we have a witness to people. And so if we would praise God more outside of these walls, the people in the city would doubt the power of God less. We need to thank the Lord and just praise him. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Would you turn in the fly leaf of your hymn book and would you stand and sing with me, Praise God from whom all blessings flow? Would you mean each word that you sing? Let's stand, would you?
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him, all
be seated. Don't you feel different in praising God? When you praise God with all of that is within me, something happens. We praise God with our mind. We praise God with our lips. We can praise God with our actions by lifting our hands. And we can praise God in song as you've just done. The psalmist said, soul, wake up and bless the Lord. And not just the soul, but all that is within me. Now, this is not the soul. These are not the soul. Our singing was not the soul. But these were outward manifestations of what you had dictated your soul to do, namely praise God. Praise God. Someone said that the fragrant flower of thanksgiving, which blossoms in the heart of God's people, is the result of a little bud called praise, which is firmly affixed to the stem and stalk of the Christian faith. And I like that. Praise is the instinctive outburst of adoring God in worship. It rises from a pure heart, from one who knows that God is the giver of every good and perfect gift. And the psalms which we can read and which we have turned to this morning are nothing but music rooms of the Bible, filled with praise and thanksgiving. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his name. And, oh, my soul, don't forget all of his benefits. Don't forget all of his benefits. We can't possibly remember all of his benefits, but let's don't forget all of them either. A little girl once was with her dad walking hand in hand. It was evening hours. The moon was full and the stars were bright. And as she held her dad's hand and they were walking, strolling down the sidewalk, she said, Daddy, I think I'm going to start counting the stars. And so she started, and he actually forgot what she had said, and he was daydreaming and walking along, and she was still counting the stars, going along. And finally she started counting out loud, 269, 270, and finally she stopped and she said, Daddy, I just didn't have any idea there were so many stars. When you start counting your blessings, you'll just have to say, my soul, I didn't realize there were so many blessings that God has poured out upon me. Physical blessings, spiritual blessings. We just don't realize how much God's blessed us until we begin to say, soul, you start counting, and then you'll realize that it goes on and on. We are to thank God during this season of thanksgiving for all things, because the Bible tells us that I will praise the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. And in Ephesians 5:20, giving thanks always, not just during the Thanksgiving season, always, for all things. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and our Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The all things, my friend, mean the good things that we love to hear about, and the bad things that we want to forget about. But let's not forget about those bad things, because in the bad things, we can thank God because of the blessings that will come, the growth of the soul. Man came into a rescue mission in Chicago every evening, and one day he came in with his thumbs all tied up, and the superintendent said, what's the trouble? And he said, well, I was nailing and I hit my thumb. But I'm praising God, even though I have hit my thumb. And the man was sort of ecstatic about it. He was just really thanking God that he had hit his thumb. The next day he came in, he had some tears in his eyes, and he said, I'd like to tell you what happened to me coming over here. And the superintendent said, well, tell me what happened. And he said, well, I noticed my shoe was untied, and so I stooped down to tie my shoe, but I was carrying some beefsteaks with me, and I laid them down to tie my shoe, and a dog came and grabbed them and ran away. But you know, I'm still happy, and I'm praising God. And the superintendent said, well, why are you thanking the Lord? And he said, because I still have my appetite. In all things, we thank God to see what God is going to do and bless us. Many would give part of their fortune for an appetite. And the greatest thing is to be thankful for is the spiritual appetite. For Jesus has promised, blessed are they who do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. So all the people should say, thank you, Jesus. Psalm 107, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Now, if you are redeemed, the scripture says, then you are to say so. You are to thank God. If Thanksgiving Day is to mean anything, it's to say to God, our blessings are from you, and unto you now do we return thanks. I acknowledge that you've given to me, and Lord, I'm thankful for these things. We may have blessings and not even realize it. The man who put up his home for sale read about it in the newspaper. He inquired and found out it was his own house. And he said to the man, this is the kind of a house I've been looking for all of my life. Don't sell it. Well, the man said, you told me to write up a nice article and put it on the market. I did just that. But that's what I've been looking for. The man said, well, you've had it all along. Some of you people this morning are holding on to things within you that you don't know about that you're looking for. And if you let God touch it by the power of the Holy Spirit, there'll be a transformation take place, and you then will say, it's right here, and I've always had it. We praise God for that. This past week, I looked up scriptures about praise, and I won't read the scripture, but I'll read the caption. Praise should be offered with the understanding. It should be offered with the soul, the whole heart, the uprightness of heart, with the lips, with the mouth, with joy, with gladness, with thankfulness, continuing during life. It should be offered more and more. It should be offered day and night, day by day, forever and ever, throughout the world, psalms, hymns, accompanied with musical instruments, and it should be as a part of the worship service. These are all scriptural admonitions as to why, how, and the whereabouts of praise. Who should praise? The scripture says the saints should praise God. The scripture says that children should praise God. Boys and girls should praise God. The scripture said that the high should praise God, the low should praise God. The young and the old should praise God. The small and the great, and all men of all creation should praise God. Now the scripture says that, not me. You're in the category this morning. And so we say, Lord, I want to be a living Isaiah 61:3. I want to put on the garments of praise. I want to put on the garments of praise for my spirit of heaviness. The spirit of heaviness is clothed with the garments of praise. We must not forget God. And I think that spiritual amnesia is prevalent in some people to whom I'm speaking. I think we forget God because of the very abundance of things that we have, and we forget the giver. You take a fire, and that fire will go out if you give it too much or if you not give it enough. You take a fire and you pour wood on it, or you put more coal on it, and you can actually smother the fire because of the overload of the fuel. And in like comparison, if you take away the wood or you take away the coal, the fire will be indeed smothered. It will just won't even be there at all. We need to push through. We need to say, soul, I want you to wake up and push through so I can let some air in to revive the fire. Because the fire that is completely overcome by the fuel needs more air. And so we say, soul, I'm going to open up and I'm going to praise God and I'm going to breathe in and I'm going to let the air come into my soul so I can praise you. And then when I read Psalm 150, it'll mean something to me. It says, praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. And then praise him with various things. In your mind, think of these things on the platform right now, praising God. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the harp. Praise him with the timbrel. Praise him with a dance. Praise him with stringed instruments. Praise him with the organ. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. We miss much from our life because we wake up in the morning and we don't sound the trumpet. Tomorrow morning when you wake up, before you even get out of bed, I want you to sound the trumpet of praise. It'll work. It'll change the outlook of the day. It'll change the perspective of the day. And will change the outcome of the day. We miss because we don't sound the morning trumpet. And God must miss hearing from many of us the sound of the joy trumpet of salvation, of thanksgiving. We need to blow and we need to keep on blowing, not just this Thursday, but every day. It's something that continues for us. In conclusion, I make no apology that I have been converted to chiming. There was a sign above a watchmaker shop and it said, "I convert clocks to chiming." People would bring in their clocks and after a little bit of work and a little bit of money, they could take their clock back home, a chiming clock. And I make no apology for that I've been converted to chiming, praises to the Lord. And converting to chiming is what many of you need. In the midst of gloom and sorrow, there is a call for bringing Christians who can advertise the grace of God, which is able to dispel all sorrow and despair all care. Many are converted who are far from chiming, and they require the change that can fill their lives with a majestic music that never dies, ever sings, and ever praises. And this Thanksgiving is a good time to make the change, the changeover. Converted to chiming because you control your soul. Hey, soul, wake up. Wake up, soul. Bless the Lord. I said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Wake up your soul and see what happens. Amen. May we stand as we pray. Our Father, we're thankful for the salvation that Jesus gives us. We're thankful for the operation of the Holy Spirit. And we're thankful for opportunities of praise and worship, opportunities of singing, and opportunities of studying Thy Word. And above all, we thank You for the opportunity that is afforded to us right now to wake up our soul. To say, soul, it's about time I controlled you instead of you controlling me. I'm going to wake you up. Soul, praise the Lord. And the soul will be blessed and the body will be blessed. Father, as we sing this concluding hymn, we pray that Your Holy Spirit would speak to our hearts regarding salvation. And for those who are present who are not Christians, we pray that they would step out by faith and in faith and say, I want to believe in Jesus. I accept what He did on the cross for me personally. For those who need to rededicate their life, this is the opportunity, publicly or privately. For those looking for a church home, again, the opportunity. For us all, it's the opportunity to be converted, not just for salvation, but be converted to being a good ambassador, a good witness for Jesus. Converted to chiming, the praise and the loving kindness of our Lord. Bless now as we sing in Jesus' name. Amen.